愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
请我们来看传道书的第一章。
Turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
传道书第一章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
12节 我传道者在耶路撒冷做过以色列的王。13节 我专心用智慧寻求查究天下所做一切的事，乃知道神叫世人所经炼的是极大的劳苦。14节 我看见日光之下所做的一切事都是虚空，都是捕风。15节 弯曲的不能变直，缺少的不能足数。16节 我心里议论说，我得了大智慧，胜过在我以前的耶路撒冷的众人，而且我心中多经历智慧和知识的事。17节 我又专心以智慧查明智慧狂妄和愚妄，乃知道这也是捕风。18节 因为多有智慧就多有愁烦，增加知识就增加忧伤。
Verse 12 I the teacher was king over Israel and Jerusalem. 13 I devoted myself to study and to explore by wisdom all that is done under heaven, what a heavy burden God has laid on men. 14 I have seen all the things that are done under the sunall of them meaningless, a chasing after the wind. 15. What is twisted cannot be straightened. What is lacking cannot be counted. 16. I thought to myself, look, I have grown and increased in wisdom more than anyone who has ruled over Israel, ruled of Jerusalem before me. I have experienced much of wisdom and knowledge. 17. Then I applied myself to the understanding of wisdom and also of madness and folly, but I learned that this too is chasing after the wind.18, for with much wisdom comes much sorrow, and much knowledge the more grief.
传道书是以虚空开始。
And Ecclesiastes starts with vanity.
但是是以敬畏神结束。
But it ends with respecting the Lord.
虚空看起来是负面的。
And vanity seems to be negative.
但是敬畏神是正面的开始。
But fearing and respecting the Lord is the beginning of being positive.
如果一个人觉得他不需要神也活得很好，
If a person feels that he could live well without the Lord, without God,
他就不会寻求神。
Then he will not seek after God.
但是如果一个人了解没有神的人生是虚空的，
But if a person realizes that without God, life is meaningless,
那这一个人就会很专心的来寻求神。
Then this person will focus on pursuing the Lord.
所以所罗门用十一章的圣经要拆毁一个人旧的观念。
And so King Solomon used 11 chapters to tear down the old thinking of man.
就是没有神，人也可以活得很好，这个旧的观念。
And this old thinking is that without God, we could still live well.
到最后要让我们有新的人生。
In the end, he wants us to have a new life.
敬畏神的人生。
A life of fearing the Lord.
上一次我们查考过历史是虚空的。
And last time we have studied that history is futile.
因为历史里有两个特色。
Because there are two characteristics of history.
日光之下没有新事。
That under the sun there is nothing new.
我们只是在重复旧的事情。
We are all just repeating the same thing.
第二个是没有人纪念。
And second is that no one remembers.
我们活过去了就被忘记了。
And after we have lived, it will be forgotten.
所以多我一个也没有多什么，少我一个也没有少什么。
So there's nothing to gain with me or nothing to lose with me.
因此在整个人类的历史当中，我们的存在是没有意义的。
And so in the history of man, our existence is meaningless.
一直到我们找到了主耶稣。
And until we find the Lord Jesus.
我们发现每一天的生活都是新的。
Then we'll find that every day of our life is new.
到最后我们发现神会纪念我们。
And we'll discover that the Lord will remember us.
当强盗最后一个时刻呼求神纪念他。
And when the thief, in the last moment, asked the Lord to remember him, he has already transcended the futility of history of man. And he has entered into another history. And that is the history of a spiritual kingdom. And that is eternal and glorious. And this is what we need to pursue today. We need to pursue for the Lord to remember us.
那接下去, 所罗门在提到 他追求一件事情,
and here it goes on. Solomon said that he is pursuing one thing.
我们大家都记得这个历史啊, 所罗门当王的时候, 神向他显现,
and we remember history that when Solomon was king, the Lord appears to him.
问他说, 你可以求一件事情, 我要给你,
and he said to Solomon, you could ask me for one thing.
啊, 所罗门没有求长寿, 也没有求财富,
and Solomon did not ask for wealth or longevity.
哦, 这个是我们现在人最想要追求的。
And these are things that men today want to pursue.
啊, 要活得很久, 而且活得很富有。
That we want to live for a long time and live in great wealth.
但是所罗门只追求神给他智慧。
But Solomon only asked the Lord to give him wisdom.
那神很高兴啊。
And the Lord was pleased.
不但给他智慧,
not only did he give him wisdom,
而且给他长寿跟财富,
but he also gave him longevity and wealth.
那所罗门的智慧, 根据列王记上第四章,
and according to 1 Kings chapter 4, the wisdom of Solomon,
他可以作诗,
that he was able to write psalms.
哦, 所以他是一个文学家,
and so he is a literary person.
哦, 他可以看遁天上万象,
and he could look at all things of the world.
所以他是一个天文学家,
and so he is actually also an astrologist.
他可以论一切的, 花草, 树木,
and he could talk about all the plants of the world.
他是植物学家,
so he is also a person who is well-versed in plants.
他建设了一个最强盛的帝国,
and he has built the strongest nation.
他是一个最伟大的政治家,
and so he is one of the greatest politicians.
这个智慧是神给他的,
and these are a wisdom that the Lord has given to him.
但是这个智慧是地面上的,
but these are only wisdoms of the world.
哦, 所以他用这个智慧活了一辈子, 确实有一些成就,
and so he used his wisdom to live a whole life, and he has some accomplishments.
哦, 但是他发现地上的知识跟智慧, 有两件事情没有办法解决,
and, but he discovered that the wisdom of the world cannot solve two things.
因为这两件事情没有办法解决, 所以这个智慧到最后, 活到最后还是虚空。
And because he cannot resolve these two things, so even with wisdom, in the end, it's still meaningless.
第一个困难,
and the first difficulty,
就是15节,
is in verse 15.
弯曲的不能变质,
what is twisted cannot be straightened.
缺少的不能足数,
and what is lacking cannot be counted.
也就是智慧不能改变现实,
and that is wisdom cannot change the facts.
哦, 这是第一个,
this is the first.
那第二个缺点,
and the second shortcoming,
哦, 就是18节,
it's in verse 18.
多有智慧就多有愁烦, 增加知识就增加忧伤。
With much wisdom comes much sorrow, the more knowledge, the more grief.
也就是地上的知识跟智慧, 你没有办法找到喜乐跟平安。
And that is, with the wisdom of the world, you will not be able to find joy and peace.
所以结论哦, 地上虽然很有知识很有智慧, 如果没有神, 还是虚空的。
And so even with much wisdom and knowledge, without God, it is still meaningless.
我们知道我们, 生下小孩子以后,
and we know that after we give birth to our children,
接下去我们最看重就是他的教育。
And the next thing that we emphasize the most is their education.
因为教育就是要寻求知识。
Because their education is to pursue knowledge.
那知识多了, 我们人就有智慧。
And with great knowledge will come great wisdom.
我们现在在寻求知识第一个最重要的原因就是为了就业。
And one of the most important reasons we pursue after knowledge is for our career.
所以你可以看到, 哪一个科系将来毕业赚钱多, 那个科系人就很多去读。
So you can see whichever major will make the most money after they graduate, they will have the most people studying it.
这是用很现实的观点啊来追求知识。
And this is using a very practical reason to pursue knowledge.
所以我们如果看到自己的小孩子不读书，都会很忧虑。
And so if we see our children do not study, then we will be anxious.
啊，不读书还有什么前途呢
？If they do not study, what kind of future will they have?
那这个知识也让我们的文化文明提高。
And the knowledge will also raise our civility.
啊，所以如果一个人说我没有什么文化，他在讲什么？
And if a person says, "I am not very civil," what is he talking about?
就是表示他的教育不是很高。
And that is, he is actually saying that his education level is not very high.
哦，所以通过教育让人越来越文明，也就是有文化。
And so through the education, it will make a person more civil.
那因为文明有文化，所以人就可以讲理。
And because you are more civil, then you could talk about reason.
哦，因此跟这个非洲人不一样啊，他是比哪一个拳头大，哪一个刀子厉害。
And so this is different from some of the Aborigines, where they compare who has bigger fists or bigger knife.
这个叫野蛮，叫做没有文化。
And this is being savages and without civility.
哦，所以这个知识的追求让社会有文化啊，越来越文明，这原来也是好的。
And so pursuing knowledge will allow society to become more civil, and this is good.
第三个知识就是权力。
And the third is that the knowledge is power.
所以你如果到矽谷里面看。
So if you go to Silicon Valley.
很多人就是 know-how, 他知道一些事情我们不知道。
And there is many people that have the know-how that we don't have.
那就是因为他知道我们不知道，所以他坐在上面。
And it's because he knows and we do not, and that's why he sits above us.
他的公司一直在成长。
And his company will continue to grow.
所以这也为什么我们人需要追求知识。
And this is why we also need to pursue knowledge.
在这个时代非常的重要。
In this time in society is very important.
但是传道书不是告诉我们说，因为智慧带给我们是虚空的，所以你就不需要读书，不需要知识。
And Ecclesiastes is not telling us that because knowledge brings us is meaningless, then we don't need to study.
而是告诉我们，如果我们只有地上的知识跟智慧，人生还是有很多问题你没有办法解决。
But rather, it's telling us if you only have the worldly knowledge and wisdom, there's still many problems in the world you cannot solve.
那这些问题没有办法解决，你活着就没有什么意义，也没有什么价值。
If you can't resolve these problems, then you will live without value.
所以要在这个地上的知识跟智慧之外，另外进到另外一个追求。
And so aside from the wisdom and knowledge of the world, we need to pursue another thing.
那另外一个追求就进到主耶稣里面来追求真正的知识跟智慧。
And this other pursuit is to enter into the Lord Jesus to gain true wisdom and true knowledge.
也就是认识神的知识跟智慧。
And that is to come to know the wisdom and knowledge of God.
那我们发现很多在地上的知识没有办法解决的，在主耶稣里面就解决了。
We come to realize that many things the wisdom of the world cannot resolve can be resolved with the wisdom of the Lord Jesus.
那我们现在回来看《传道书》的第一章。
And let's turn back to Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
十五节。
Verse 15.
弯曲的不能变直，缺少的不能足数。
What is twisted cannot be straightened. What is lacking cannot be counted.
所罗门体会到，你知识很多，书读很多，但是弯曲的还是没有办法变直。
And Solomon realized that even with a lot of wisdom and knowledge, you cannot straighten what is twisted.
也就是说，人本身是有限的。
And that is to say that men ourselves are limited.
有一些问题你是没有办法靠着自己来解决的。
There are some problems that we cannot rely on ourselves to resolve.
那这个弯曲在讲什么？
And what is this twisted referring to?
第一个就是我们人的个性。
And the first is the characters of man.
我们人的个性含有罪性。
And the characters of man include sin.
所以这个人性是弯曲的。
And so the characters of man is twisted.
这个不是教育知识能够解决的问题。
And this is not something that can be resolved with education or knowledge.
比方说几年前发生这个金融海啸。
And for example, there was a financial crisis a few years ago.
这个金融海啸怎么发生的？
And how did this financial crisis come about?
如果你我看很多的文章的分析。
If you look at many of the analysis,
金融海啸的形成就是因为人的贪心。
And the financial crisis came about because of the greed of man.
到最后就是因为人性弯曲。
In the end, it's because our characters are twisted.
哦，那这个阶段好像过去了。
And now this financial crisis has passed.
那你再看一些预告，这个还会再发生。
And if you look at some predictions, this will happen again.
为什么？
Why is this?
因为人性没有改变。
Because the characters of man have not changed.
贪婪，这个没有改变。
Our greed has not changed.
所以这个还会再发生。
So this will happen again.
那这一群人到底他是谁？
And these men, who are they?
你发现现在美国头脑最聪明的都是去读 MBA。
And you find that the most intelligent people in the nation is pursuing after MBA.
所以你这个顶尖的大学里面在读这些商业管理，都是头脑很聪明的。
And so in the top colleges, when those who are studying business are the most intelligent.
然后毕业以后就进到华尔街去上班，越来收入越来越高。
And after they graduate, they work on Wall Street, and they have a large income.
所以论知识、论智慧，这是高人一等。
And so the wisdom and the knowledge is above the standard of others.
但是人性的罪性啊，没有办法改变。
But the nature of man, the sin cannot be changed.
这是第一个很明显的，知识不能改变现实。
This is the first most obvious that knowledge cannot change the facts.
那这个要怎么办？
Then how do we deal with this?
我们在主耶稣里面，
Then in the Lord Jesus,
我们就发现一个人认识主以后，这个人的个性会改变。
We'll find that the characters of a person after they believe in the Lord will change.
也就是他的罪性会改变。
That is his sinful nature will change.
也就是主耶稣有能力改变一个人的罪性。
And that is that the Lord Jesus has the power to change the sinful nature of a person.
但这是知识做不到的。
This is something that knowledge cannot do.
只有在主耶稣里面才做得到。
This can only be accomplished in the Lord Jesus.
我们看罗马书。
Let's turn to Romans.
罗马书的第八章
Romans chapter 8
第七章
Verse, chapter 7
罗马书第七章
Romans chapter 7
十八节
Verse 18
我也知道在我里头就是我肉体之中没有良善因为立志为善由得我只是行出来由不得我十九节
19
不止我所愿意的善我不做我所不愿的恶我倒去做。
In verse 18, I know that nothing good lives in me, that is in my sinful nature, for I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. Verse 19, for what I do is not the good I want to do. No, the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing.
这个第七章这是保罗写的。
In the chapter 7 is written by Paul.
那保罗离开所罗门那个世代啊，大概也有2000年。
And Paul Paul lives about 2,000 years after Solomon.
保罗也是很有智慧的。
And Paul also has great wisdom.
他是在加马略门下受教育的。
And he had a high education.
所以他有地面上的智慧。
And so he has the wisdom of the world.
而且保罗对旧约圣经也很熟。
And Paul is also very familiar with the scriptures.
就是摩西的五经他也很熟。
And that is, he is very familiar with the books of Moses.
所以他是法利赛的。
And so he is a Pharisee.
但是对旧约圣经的知识加上地面上的知识，他发现一件事情没有办法改变。
And but with the knowledge of the scriptures and the knowledge of the world, he found that there's one thing he cannot change.
就是我们心里面那个罪性，那罪的力量。
And that is the power of the sinful nature within us.
你可以想要立志行善，但是你没有办法控制，你行不清出来。
And you could be determined to do good, but you cannot control what you do.
我们可以立志不作恶，但是你会不会不做，这个没有办法控制。
And we could be determined not to sin, but whether or not you could do it, this is nothing we can control.
所以不是他没有知识。
So it's not that he didn't have knowledge.
而是知识确实是很有限，能力是很有限。
But the power of knowledge is limited.
那保罗这个弯曲的个性或者罪性到底什么时候得到解决？
And so how did Paul resolve this twisted or sinful nature?
我们看25节。
Let's read verse 25.
感谢神，靠着我们主耶稣基督就能脱离了。
In verse 25, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
就是认识了主耶稣，有了这个知识之后，我们发现人才有可能 把罪性改变。
And so we find that after we have the knowledge of the Lord Jesus, then only then can we change our sinful nature.
所以为什么说，哦，除了地上啊，你书读得很好以外，你一定要来认识神，追求神。
So why do we say that aside from getting a good education, you must come to know the Lord?
这样个性才会改变，变直的。
And only then can our nature and our character be straightened.
那这个个性变直以后
，And after our character has been straightened,
你就发现我们的家庭生活会很圆满。
Then you will find that your family life will be very harmonious.
这个家庭的中心，这个婚姻生活会很圆满。
The center of your family and your marriage will be very harmonious.
因为问题出来，第一个就是无知，第二个就是罪性，这是所有问题的根源。
And because all of the problems comes from ignorance or sinful nature.
所以无知就是不知道到底什么是对错。
And ignorance is that not knowing what is right or wrong.
那第二个就是虽然知道对错，做不出来，这就是罪性。
And a second is that you know what is wrong, but you cannot do what is good, and this is sinful nature.
这个是我们现在整个社会或者整个家庭的两大杀手，无知跟罪性。
And this is the two greatest culprits in our society and our family, and that's ignorance and sin.
那只有在主耶稣里面才有办法解决。
And only, we can only resolve this in the Lord Jesus.
所以你看所有的统计数字里面,
So if you look at all the statistics,
婚姻的圆满, 家庭的幸福, 大部分都是在很虔诚的家庭里面。
That the most harmonious family is mostly a very fervent and faithful family.
因为他们认识神, 很敬畏神。
Because they know God and they fear the Lord.
这个弯曲的个性可以变质。
So their twisted nature can be straightened.
所以为什么我们需要主耶稣
？So why do we need the Lord Jesus？
所以需要主耶稣不是很表面的，因为我们需要什么物质的祝福
？And we need the Lord Jesus not because we need some blessings in the material world。
一个最根本要改变我们的人性，需要主耶稣。
But the most basic is that we need to change our twisted nature with the Lord Jesus。
不然的话，我们的生活会问题很多。
Or else we'll have many problems in our life。
这是第一个弯曲的变质。
And this is the first twisted being straightened.
第二个,
and second,
我们弯曲的就是我们的价值观。
And what is twisted is our values.
虽然我们有时候有的人根本没有想过什么就是价值。
And some people have never thought about what is value.
但是我们的生活方式就代表我们心里面的价值。
But the way we live our life represents the values of a life.
所以为什么一个人的生活很难改变
？So why is it that a person's life is difficult to change？
第二个原因就是他里面的价值有问题，是弯曲的。
And one of the reasons is because his values have problems and is twisted。
那这个价值没有改变，你是这个人生活没有办法改变。
If a person's value has not changed, then we cannot change his life。
我们来看一个例子。
Let's look at example。
就是圣经里面记载撒该。路加福音十九章。
And let's turn to Luke chapter 19.
路加福音十九章。
Luke chapter 19.
第一节。
Verse 1.
十九章第一节。
Luke chapter 19, verse 1.
耶稣进了耶利哥，正经过的时候，第二节。
Verse 2.
有一个人名叫撒该，是税吏长，是财主。这里在记载撒该。
And here records Zacchaeus.
第一个他是税吏长。
First, he is the chief tax collector.
就是说他不但是收税的官，而且他已经爬到是一个主管。
And so he is not only the tax collector, but he is the chief among them.
那第二个他是财主。
And the second is that he is wealthy.
所以他收了很多钱。
So he has collected a lot of money.
但是人怎么看撒该？
But how do people view Zacchaeus?
我们看第七节。
Let's read verse 7.
众人私下都议论说他竟然到罪人的家里去住宿。
And all the people saw this and began to mutter he has gone to be the guest of a sinner.
所以对一般人来看撒该就是罪人。
So to most people Zacchaeus is a sinner.
为什么罪人？
Why is he a sinner?
因为他用很多不正当的方法多收很多的税。
Because he used many illegal ways to collect more taxes.
但是撒该还没有认识耶稣以前，
But before Zacchaeus knew the Lord,
他觉得只要能够得到钱，
he felt that if he could collect money,
什么都可以做，
then he could do anything.
一生钱最重要。
In his life, money was the most important.
你把我看作罪人也没有关系，我只要钱。
It's okay if you see me as a sinner, I just want this money.
啊，钱是我的一切。
And money is my everything.
然后他一直努力，爬高到变税吏长。
And he strived and became the chief tax collector.
那他这个价值观是弯曲的。
And his values are twisted.
这个观念你如果没有办法改变，你生活怎么改变？
If you cannot change this, this value, then how can you change your life?
所以今天我们看很多的人。
So we look at many people today.
他头脑里面唯一的价值就是钱。
Their only values in their mind is money.
所以有一本书才叫做《穷的只剩下钱》。
So there's a book that says I'm so poor, all I have left is money.
穷应该是指的没有钱了。
And the poor should refers to with being without money.
但是他很有钱。
But this person is very wealthy.
那很有钱，为什么还是穷？
And if he has a lot of money, then why is he still poor?
因为除了钱以外，他什么都没有。
Because aside from money, he has nothing else.
那这个你怎么去改变？
Then how do you change this?
如果他整个观念里面都是钱，你怎么去改变？
If a person's values consist only of money, then how can you change it?
就是需要主耶稣啊。
We need the Lord Jesus.
所以后来啊，主耶稣就到他家去住了。
And later, the Lord Jesus went to his house.
第五节。
Verse 5.
耶稣抬头看，对他说：“撒该，快下来，今天我要住在你家里。”
And when Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today.
这个是撒该改变的开始。
This is the beginning of change for Zacchaeus.
主耶稣说：“我要住在你家里。”
The Lord Jesus said, I will stay at your house today.
那住了几天以后，我们看撒该怎么变。
And after a few days, let's see how Zacchaeus has changed.
我们看第八节。
Verse 8.
撒该站着对主说：“主啊，我把一切所有的一切给穷人，我若骗谁，就还他四倍。”
But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, Look, Lord, here now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount.
第九节。
Verse 9.
耶稣说，今天救恩到了家。
And the Lord Jesus said, Today salvation has come to this house.
撒该会改变是因为主耶稣。
Zacchaeus has changed because of the Lord Jesus.
所以他把一半给穷人。
So he gave half of his possessions to the poor.
如果他有一百万，他剩五十万。
If he had $1 million, he will have 500,000 left.
那骗人的还他四倍。
If he cheated anybody, he will pay back four times the amount.
这样他差不多是破产了。
Then he is pretty much bankrupt.
但是当他认识耶稣以后，
But after he came to know the Lord Jesus,
他就改变了，他知道钱不是最重要。
He changed and he knew that money was not the most important.
所以他这个观念一改变之后，他对钱的做法完全不一样。
So after he has changed his values, then he treated money very differently.
破产也没有关系。
It's okay for him to be bankrupt.
只要我让主耶稣看见我是一个对义人。
And all he values is he wants the Lord Jesus to see that he is a just person.
就让在神看起来我是义人，这样就够，这样就够了。
And he only wanted to be a righteous person before the Lord.
所以只有主耶稣能够改变我们的价值观。
So only the Lord Jesus can change our values.
价值观一改变，我们的生活就改变了。
And after our values have changed, our life will also change.
所以主耶稣能够把我们的价值从地上一直提升到天上。
And so the Lord Jesus can bring our values from the ground up all the way up to the sky.
那当我们的价值一直提升到天上的时候，
And after our values have risen to the sky,
我们整个地上的生活的方式方法就不一样。
Then everything we do in this world will be different.
所以你看，很多的家庭啊，兄弟姐妹在分财产哦，闹得不可开交。
So you see in the family, many of the brothers and sisters, when they're dividing up the inheritance, there will be many arguments.
但是你看那个很敬畏神的家庭。
If you look at a very faithful family,
兄弟姐妹在分财产从来没有发生问题。
When the brothers and sisters are splitting their inheritance, there will never be any arguments.
为什么？
Why is this?
因为他这个价值已经提升到属灵上了。
Because their values have already risen into the spiritual realm.
那一提升到属灵上，地面上的东西你根本就不会太计较。
And when your values are in the spiritual realm, then you will not care about this material thing.
你就发现很多问题，这根本就没有问题。
And you will see that many problems are really not problems at all.
只有主耶稣能够改变我们。
Only the Lord Jesus can change us.
地上的知识跟智慧改变是有限的。
The knowledge of the world can only change so much.
那第三个弯曲。
And the third twistedness.
就是我们活在这个地面上最后的目标。
And that is the goal of us living in this world.
到底是为什么？
Why do we, what is it for?
这个有时候啊，我们的人生目标啊，是有的是弯曲的。
And sometimes the purpose of our life is twisted.
有的是没有目标。
And some people do not have a purpose.
所以诸位有的活了几十年。
So many of us have lived many decades.
如果今天我没有信主耶稣，
if we have not believed in the Lord Jesus,
请问我到底为什么活着？
Then we ask, what do you live for?
这个没有答案的。
There's not an answer.
你问谁都没有答案。
If you ask anybody, they will not have an answer.
你活了几十年，你到底为着什么活着？
For all these years in the world, what have you lived for?
我们活得很忙，但是没有答案。
And we live a very busy life, but there is no answer to this question.
一直到我们遇到主耶稣。
Until we come to know the Lord Jesus.
我们就发现我们人生的目标啊，不是弯曲的，是很直的。是我们知道我们要去哪里。
Then we know the purpose of our life is not twisted, but it's very straight, and we know where we're going.
那这个目标一抓住之后，你就发现人生里面的这个优先顺序哦 ，priority 就很清楚。
And once you have this this purpose, then your priorities will become very clear.
好，我们现在看啊，马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew.
马太福音的二十四章。
Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音二十四章。
Matthew chapter 24.
三十三节
，verse 33。
这样你们看见这一切的事，也应该知道人子近了，正在门口。
And even so, when you see all these things, you know that all is near, right at the door.
这个地方说人子近了，就是主耶稣再来近了，正在门口。
And that is the Son of Man is near; he is right at the door.
那主耶稣再来要发生什么事情
？And when the Lord comes again, what will happen?
就是二十四章所预言的。
And that is what is prophesied in chapter 24.
特别是三四节
and especially in verse 30、
啊、人子的兆头显在地上万族要哀哭看见人子有能力大荣耀驾着天上的云降临
and at the time the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky all the nations of earth will mourn they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of the sky with power and great glory
二十九节太阳变黑月亮不放光众星从天上要掉下来
verse 29 the sun will be darkened the moon will not give its light the stars will fall in from the sky
但是在那一天
But on that day,
啊，主耶稣要差遣使者从选民从四方，啊，把他召起来。
The Lord Jesus will send his messengers to gather all of his chosen ones.
这是世界的末日。
This is the end of the world.
啊，这是天国的实现。
This is the realization of the heavenly kingdom.
这个就是我们的盼望。
And this is our hope.
很清楚。
It's very clear.
你今天为什么活着
？Why do we live today?
我今天活着就是为着来世。
And we live today for the life to come.
那来世什么时候发生
？And when will the life, the afterlife come?
如果主耶稣明天来
，If the Lord Jesus comes tomorrow,
来世就从明天开始。
Then our afterlife begins tomorrow.
天国就是明天实现。
Then the heavenly kingdom will be realized tomorrow.
就是很清楚。
This is very clear.
我们活着很清楚，到底我们要去哪里
？Our life is very clear where we're going.
那你世界上虽然书读的很多
，Although you have received great education in this world,
在地上很有。智慧很有成就
and you have great wisdom and great accomplishments in this world.
但是他讲不出来到底他活着是要做什么
But they cannot say why, what do they live for.
你最后要到哪里你在追求什么讲不出来
Where will you end up and what are you pursuing?
那既然我们知道我们在追求什么
And since we know what we're pursuing,
你知道我们生活的优先顺序就看得很清楚
Then our priorities will be very clear.
三十七节
Verse 37.
挪亚的日子降临、啊、人子也要怎样三十八节
38.
当洪水以前人照常吃喝嫁娶直到挪亚进入方舟三十九节
39.
不知不觉水来把他们全部冲去人子要降临这里在引用挪亚的日子
And here it talks about the days of Noah、
啊、挪亚的日子就是人照常吃喝嫁娶
In the days of Noah people still live and be married
其实神已经预言大水要来到
But God has already prophesied that the flood will come.
但是大家没有看到，没有看到就不信。
But when people do not see it, they do not believe it.
看到了最重要。
And it is most important for them to see.
看到什么
？What do they see?
吃喝嫁娶，这个最重要，这个才是抓得住的。
They were drinking, eating, and marrying. This is what they value.
洪水来到，谁看过
？And the flood's coming. Who has seen the flood?
历史上在挪亚以前从来没有发生过。
In the days of Noah, in the history, there was no flood.
每天就为着吃喝嫁娶在生活。
So every day they were eating, drinking, and marrying.
那今天，因为我们知道主要再来。
And today we know that the Lord will come again.
这个是很清楚。
This is very clear.
所以吃喝嫁娶是神的恩典。
So eating, drinking, and marrying is the blessing of the Lord.
但这不是生活的重心啊。
But this is not the focus of our life.
哦，所以我们生活的重心是什么？
So what is the focus of our life?
就是在神面前要不断追求灵性进步。
And that is that we need to pursue after our spirituality before the Lord.
要预备主再来。
We need to prepare for the coming of the Lord.
如果我们死的那一天主耶稣没有来。
If on the day we die, the Lord did not come.
死那一天就是世界末日。
Then the day we die is the end of the world.
那这一天什么时候来到？没有人知道。
And when will this day come? No one knows.
所以我们每一天在享受神给我们的吃喝嫁娶。
So we are enjoying the eating, drinking, and marrying the Lord has given to us.
但是我们生活的焦点是神本身啊。
But the focus of our life should be God.
所以目标很清楚，你就生活不会模糊。
So if your purpose is clear, then you will not lose your focus.
所以这是第一个，为什么我们在地上的智慧还需要去追求主耶稣的智慧
？So this is the first why, first reason why we need to pursue the wisdom of God, even with the wisdom of the world.
弯曲的才会变直
，So the twisted can be straightened.
那缺少的才可以变成足数
，And what is lacking can be counted.
我们缺少什么
？What do we lack?
我们世界上啊，活着真的缺少很多心灵的东西。
In this world, we lack many things. In the spiritual realm,
我们心灵需要平安。
We need a peace in our hearts.
但是世界上的知识里面是没有平安的。
But the knowledge of the world do not have peace.
你在一个公司里面上班，竞争的很厉害。
And if you work in a company, there is great competition.
每年都有这个考核。
And every year there's a review.
如果你考核是在最后面，以后裁员第一个就被裁到了。
If your review is very low, then you will be the first to be laid off.
所以这个本身工作本身是一种压力。
So a job itself is a stress.
这个是里面没有平安的。
There's no peace within it.
那平安要从哪里来
？So where do our peace come from?
缺少不能足数，不是因为你书读了很多，心里就很平安。
The lacking cannot be counted. It's not.It means that just because you have a lot of knowledge doesn't mean you have peace.
我在公司里面地位很高，所以我活得很喜乐，不是这样的。
It's not that you have a great high position in the company, so you live peacefully.
地上的知识跟智慧这是好的，但是对我们活着会不会有平安喜乐，这是没有关系的。
And the wisdom of the world is good, but it has nothing to do with whether or not we have peace.
那所以这个平安喜乐从哪里来
？So where does our peace and joy come from?
就是要从主耶稣来。
It will come from the Lord Jesus.
我们看罗马书第五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
罗马书的第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
第五章十一节。
Chapter 5, verse 11.
不但如此，我们既然借着主耶稣基督得与神和好，要借着他以神为乐。
Not only is this so, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation.
所以在主里面呢，我们跟神和好。
So we have been reconciled with the Lord.
那接下去要追求生命的丰盛。
And next, we need to pursue the fullness of life.
所以生命的丰盛就是基督内住在我里面。
And the fullness of life is the Lord Jesus living within us.
也就是基督活在我里面。
And that is the Lord is living in us.
也就是保罗说，我活着就是基督。
And that is what Paul is saying that I to live is Christ.
那这样啊，我们的喜乐就会源源不断的涌出来。
Then our joy will constantly flow out of us.
在任何一个环境，我们都活得很喜乐。
Then in any situation, we'll live joyfully.
好像保罗在监牢里面，他也可以写出喜乐的腓立比书。
And just as a Paul, even in prison, he's able to write the joyful Philippians.
这个是地上知识跟智慧没有办法达到的。
These are things that cannot be achieved with the knowledge and wisdom of the world.
缺少的要变补足。
And what is lacking will be counted.
那有时候我们缺乏什么？平安的良心。
And sometimes what we lack is a peaceful conscience.
因为我们有罪。
Because we have sinned.
那是罪怎么拿掉？
How do we remove sin?
你来到我们神面前悔改。
You come before the Lord and repent.
神把罪拿掉，你心里就很平安。
Then when God removes your sin, then you have peace.
所以每一次很深入祷告之后，你起来发现非常平安。
So every time after you have prayed very deeply, you will find that you have great peace.
因为圣灵更新了我。
Because the Holy Spirit has renewed us.
这是第一个。
This is the first.
主耶稣能够达到知识所达不到的。
That the Lord Jesus can achieve what knowledge cannot.
好，我们回来看传道书的第一章。
And let's turn back to Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
传道书第一章十八节。
Chapter 1 verse 18.
多有智慧的就多有愁烦，增加知识就增加忧伤。
If For with much wisdom comes much sorrow, the more knowledge, the more grief.
越有知识的，越有智慧的，忧伤越多。
And those with more knowledge and wisdom have more grief and sorrow.
为什么？
Why is this?
因为他了解很多人生的问题。
Because he understands many problems in life.
但是他找不到问题的答案。
But he cannot find the answers to these problems.
所以智慧跟知识带给我们忧伤。
And so wisdom and knowledge brings us grief.
有时候我在非洲看到那些小孩子活得很快乐。
And sometimes I see in Africa the children live very joyfully.
那五岁的，他们五岁的小孩子没有穿衣，没有穿裤子。
And the five-year-olds, they do not wear any clothes.
因为太穷了。
Because they're too poor.
活得很快乐。
But they're still very joyful.
对他来讲无忧无虑。
And for them, there are no worries.
因为他什么也不知道。
Because he knows nothing.
那我们懂得越多。烦恼越多。
But the more we know, the more worries we have.
你懂得越多，就知道天空这个 ozone 破了一个洞。
The more you know, you will know that there is a hole in the ozone.
你就很烦恼，出去外面晒太阳会不会晒的，会不会有皮肤癌？
And so you will be worried whether or not you will get a skin cancer.
那你懂得越多，你钱越多，烦恼越多，你放到哪里都不是，都有危险。
And the more knowledge you have, the more wealth you have, and the more worries you have about your money.
没有钱反而快乐，钱多你就烦恼多。
Without money, you are more joyful. With money, you have more worries.
所以不是知识多了你就没有烦恼。
So it's not that you have more wisdom, then you will not have sorrows.
那到最后，我们真正的喜乐从哪里来？
Then where do our true joy come from?
真正的喜乐是从认识神来的。
Our true joy comes from knowing the Lord.
我每一天去认识神。
And every day, if you know the Lord,
你就发现神是美的。
You will find that the Lord is beautiful.
一切美善的恩赐，全备的赏赐，都是从神来的。
All the wonderful blessings will come from the Lord.
我们就感觉到神真的很爱我们。
Then you will find that the Lord truly loves us.
我们就感觉到我们的前途确实是充满荣耀。
Then you will find that our future is full of glory.
我们就会知道神无时无刻不跟我们同在。
And so we know that the Lord is always with us.
我们所要的就是像小孩子一样单纯的交托。
And what we need is to simply entrust everything to the Lord.
所以我们认识神越多。
So the more we know God,
越有安慰。
The more comfort we'll have.
越有平安。
And the more peace we'll have.
越有盼望。
And the more hope we'll have.
因为这里面都是正面的。
Because everything is positive.
所以你就充满着喜乐。
So you'll be full of joy.
因此在这个世界上。
So in this world.
除了追求知识。
Aside from pursuing knowledge.
我们要超越这个虚空。
We need to transcend this futility.
就是要在主耶稣里面来追求真正的智慧。
And that is we need to pursue true wisdom in the Lord Jesus.
认识神的智慧。
And that is to know the knowledge of God.
这样活着才不会虚空。
Then we will not live a meaningless life.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
278首。
278.